This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Also, our Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to jump in there, and you can interact with us. And, of course, you can talk about whatever happens to be on your mind as we go into whatever you want to talk about. But we also bring stuff to the table that we think you're going to find interesting. And I mentioned the other day, we never got to this story, Penn State, according to Reason.com, actually according to Lenore Scanese, who is apparently writing for Reason, their 98-year-old outing club, you know, the club on the college campus where college students will go kayaking or something like that, right? They'll go on a mountain climb. They'll go out. They'll go out and do some sort of physical activity. According to, sorry about that, Mark.
Yeah, you get kids together. They should go out and have physical activities, and it increases bonds between people, helps networking. It's great.
Apparently, 98 years was enough of that. Here's the story. What's more dangerous, rugby or a walk in the woods? At Pennsylvania State University, the administrators apparently think it's the latter. The student outing club, which has gone backpacking, kayaking, and hiking in state parks over the course of its 98-year existence, will no longer be allowed to host outdoor events after administrators conducted a risk assessment, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Now, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, as far as I know, is a real newspaper. This is not The Onion. This is not a satirical magazine. This is the actual report here. Quote, the types of activities in which Penn State Outing Club engages are above the university's threshold of acceptable risk for recognized student organizations, unquote, according to an official announcement. The key issue for administrators was that the outing club frequently visits locations with poor cell phone coverage.
Okay.
Now, of course, this wasn't an issue during the Coolidge administration, but now that cell phones exist, students are apparently expected to remain glued to them at all times. And not only that, always be in a place where there's cell phone coverage. I mean, you want to talk about the most pathetic mommying, babying, helicopter parenting kind of policy you can talk about here. It's to say that, oh, our poor little college students, they don't have a cell phone access in the forest, so no more forest trips, kids. All right, I guess you're going to have to stay inside today.
Well, I mean, to some extent, this is a product of the litigious society in which we live, right?
No, because you as an individual can go on a hike if you want to go for a damn hike. That's not the
college isn't telling you that.
Responsibility.
Right. The college isn't telling you whether or not you as an individual can go on a hike. Yeah. They are further not saying that you can't put together an organization that goes on hikes.
It just can't
be
on the college campus.
They're simply saying that that college, that organization will not be a college-affiliated organization.
It's stupid.
Well,
it's insane.
Agreed, it's stupid. They likely feel the same way. But did we
Who's
not?
They?
The college?
The students or the administrators who made the decision
the
to
administrators
ban them from going inside?
The administrators.
You think they feel like they're doing something stupid?
They feel like they're forced into a stupid situation, would be my guess. And let's not forget that it was just last year that the Eagle Scouts got sued for somebody who died on a hike.
Did they really?
We read
Were
the story on
libel?
The air. What's that?
Were they found liable?
I don't know the outcome of the case.
Well, anybody can sue anything, you know, anybody.
Right. But you as a large organization with a, you know, with a foundation to protect and a bunch of students to educate, you say to yourself, do I want to be sued for these people who go on a hike? or do I want to do what my main concern is, which is academic education? And yes, if you want to be this bastion of liberty, maybe you say, come on, sue me about this. But maybe you say, I just don't want to deal with this crap, and if these kids want to go on a hike, they're going to have to put together their own organization. They're doing it all on Twitter and Facebook anyway. Why do we have to be involved?
Well, if you feel, I think you're giving these people too much credit, acting as though the administrators of this college are knowingly doing something that is obviously stupid. Like, to us, it's stupid, but to them, I think they think it's legitimate, because at the same time, as is pointed out here, Leslie Demard, who's the angry school alumni who alerted Lenore Skenazy to this travesty, said in an email, quote, students can still play field hockey, rugby, and football at Penn State. But they can no longer enjoy a cave or go scuba diving or even make an outdoor adventure under the guidance of trained student leaders at Penn State. Why? It's too dangerous to be out of cell phone range. I'm an alumna and from 1971, and I'm furious that Penn State administration allows indoor activities but has hobbled healthy outdoor leadership and controlled risk-taking opportunities. I mean, who here can argue that it is more dangerous to go on a hike than it is to play rugby? Or something like that. I mean,
so,
come on.
Yeah, so the news story, college student breaks leg at rugby event, mm-hmm. versus the news story, a team of seven college hikers lost in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Like, in one case, you have a byline, like just nothing for a story. In the other case, you have freaking moms and dads and people from communities surrounding the whole area, helicopters,
dogs. Do you have any evidence
dogs.
That ever happened?
Yes, this stuff happens.
At Penn State?
No, at Penn State, look, a forward-thinking administrator isn't going to put up with that opportunity for it to happen at Penn State.
Wow.
They don't want it to happen at Penn State. Excuse me,
it's
Penn
been
State.
Fine for 100 years, dude.
I understand.
We're
never
having waivers.
Yeah, Penn State is not liable for somebody who goes out on a hike and gets lost. That is not the fault of the administrators, and they will not be held liable for that, especially if they're signing disclaimers or waivers.
Look, I'm sorry, but you live in a world where waivers and disclaimers mean less and less every day because of the lawyers. Look, all I'm saying is that this is the fault of a litigious society where people are like, are you telling me the college students are possibly competent enough to sign a waiver so they can go out in the woods when they don't
adults.
Even have cell phone
yes,
coverage?
They're legal adults. Yes.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. Well, college, stop defending these people.
I'm not defending anything. Yeah. What I'm telling you is this isn't the fault of the school. This
yes,
is the fault
is.
Of the attorneys.
No, it's the fault of the school. They're the only. I don't know if they're the only school that's doing this, but they're the ones that are making headlines for doing it. I suspect there are outdoors clubs at plenty of other colleges where everybody's fine and they go camping or they go on a canoe trip or something like that. Whoopee-doo.
At my college, they wouldn't do it either. I don't need that trouble.
Are there still camps? Are there still camps where kids go on canoe trips? Because I can tell you, when I was growing up in Florida, we were on the Alafaya River canoeing over top of alligators.
Yep, they sure
were. Is that something that doesn't happen anymore? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that's how bad it got, but I'm pretty sure there's still camps out there, probably the very same one that I went to, where they're still canoeing down the same damn river. So, I mean, to defend these people is absolutely ridiculous. And to suggest that they know that they're making a stupid decision here, I mean, why would they make that decision?
That they agree that the decision is stupid.
Yeah.
They agree that the decision is stupid because they feel like
why wouldn't they come out and say, kids, we're real sorry here, but our attorneys say we got to do it like this. This is really dumb, but sorry, we're just going to have to dissolve the club.
It just makes them look weak. That's why.
No, it doesn't. When you're honest with people of why you're doing something, this makes them look weak to say, sorry, there's no cell phone coverage, guys. We can't just let you go out there without any cell phone coverage.
Well, I think what the smart thing for them to do is say that the hiking club has been diminishing in membership throughout the years.
You don't know if that's true. It could be.
Probably has. Kids are just less likely to go out. So we're disbanding it.
Just
anybody
tell
who
the
wants
damn
to,
truth.
Anybody
it's
who
ongoing.
Wants to
it's this is like really kind of just a continuation of the ongoing narrative of schools, right? You know, where it's like, okay, you. the whole college now is going to be the safe space.
Safe space.
And you can't leave the safe space. We need to make sure that you never leave the safe space because we know you came from a school environment before that was very much like a prison. And we don't have enough of a prison-like environment here. So we need to increase the prison feel of the colleges as well. So don't ever leave.
If these people don't actually believe what they're saying, Mark, which is what you were suggesting here, then that's even more pathetic in my book. But I think they're into this stuff. They really do believe in the safe space thing. And if they don't, then they're cowards for not going against it. 855-450 free like freedom. Free talk live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We are talking about the poor babies in the colleges in Pennsylvania State University, according to Reason.com. And Lenora Scanese, they are now telling the outing club that has existed for 98 years, for a century, basically. This club has existed, and they've gone on various different outdoorsy kind of excursions. Not anymore. Now that the administrators have done their risk assessment, they have determined that it's just too dangerous. We can't be allowing our students, with whom we must be providing a safe space, to go outside. Because outside, dangerous things can happen. Now, of course, most accidents happen in the home, but nonetheless, it's dangerous out there. So there, and they specifically cited cell phone coverage as their reason. Oh, some places they might go canoeing, there's no cell phone coverage. Well, guess what? If your cell phone falls in the lake that you're canoeing in, then it doesn't really matter if there's cell phone coverage out there anyway. Hey, guess what? Risk is involved in life. And this babying, this childification of America, this overprotection, the helicopter parenting, it basically, its goal is to just extract as much risk as possible from the real world. And, of course, that's not something you can actually accomplish in any meaningful sense. It's all just for show, or you just round off all the edges and put a child in a little, you know, bouncy room and maybe they won't hurt themselves. But it just gets so extreme and so ridiculous. And this is about a perfect example of how far this has come.
So
overprotection.
A lot of people think about insurance and these sorts of things when they're caught in these situations. For instance, I was looking at one point in the relatively recent past in purchasing a campground, and I wanted to do hikes. But we looked into it, and if you do hikes,
the insurance policy would be crazy.
The insurance policy goes up. Well, they'll give you an insurance policy for hikes.
Sure.
But the thing is if you make a, you know, the campground says, this is a hike, this is a campground. Ground hike. Come on the campground
hike. Official
hike.
Yeah.
Right. It is official as opposed to unofficial, then the cost goes up. What I think the university probably did was say to themselves, A, this will prevent us from getting sued by some over litigious set of parents.
Right.
And B, if we cut this, it looks like our insurance policy will go down by $7,500. I'm just making a number up. So with that $7,500, they say to themselves, well, what is this 98-year-old old hiking organization that has been affiliated with the university worth to us? Well, it's not worth $7,500. And they said, well, you know, sorry, kids. I guess you're going to have to organize your hikes amongst yourselves. I really hope that what this is a springboard for these kids to find more ways to, go on hikes.
To organize outside of the school.
Yeah, that they really get excited, like, wow, we need to, this welds them together as a hiking organization. And
rather than breaks it apart.
Yeah, twice as many hiking hours are participated in by university students, or, that much or more, or whatever. But
yeah, I agree with
I'm
you.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's certainly one way that those who are in this college who would like to continue hiking, they can just create their own unofficial club, one that is not officially affiliated with the university, and then just go on their hikes. That would solve this problem. Now, I've never actually gone to one of these colleges. Johnson, you did go to an arts college.
Right.
Did they have the official school-sanctioned club kind of things on the campus that you were
aware
of?
Yeah, I started one.
Wasn't it, what was it, like a gamers club?
Right, yeah.
Now, what's the reason why you want to do it through the college? Don't they get
money.
Some funding? It's funding, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the deal, is you get a piece of the action.
Not only money, but this wouldn't count for this particular club that we're discussing, but also access to facilities, would be nice.
Officially being able to use some sort of
rooms and
projector or whatever.
Yeah, projector, exactly. That type, school equipment or rooms.
I see.
But in an outing club, unless the school is providing some sort of hiking equipment, you're not going to really need any
benefit from the school there. I mean,
they could, again, they're getting money, though, so they could print up flyers or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe they would get access to a college van that they can take people in.
Could be. Yeah, a security van or something like that. So, I mean, I see what you're saying, that maybe there wouldn't be too much of a detriment to them losing whatever funding, but that's probably the reason why a lot of these clubs get started, is because, you know, poor college students or whatever, even if their parents are wealthy, this is a way for them to get a chunk back that they had paid into the system, so to speak. So I can understand the desire to go through that system, but apparently now going through that system is going to result in, well, the complete neutering here of this particular club.
The irony would be that what I could see happening is students saying, well, we're going to go out on an outing anyway, right? And, like, you know, maybe posting about it in whatever college newspaper and say that we're going to do this because they've spited us. We're all going to go out anyway. And then someone has an accident and sues the school because they went out because the school canceled the club.
Oh, I see.
So, like, you know, the school cancels the club and gets sued for the first time in 98 years because they decided to shut down the club is when they actually get the liability happen to them.
So what that is... would be... Sorry. No. Go ahead. What is going to happen, though, to the Outing Club? Well, according to the Post-Gazette, Ms. Powers said meetings between the Outing Club student leaders and university are, quote, ongoing, unquote, about the club's future role on campus. Those talks are focused on the possibility of forming a different kind of club, according to the current club president, Richard Waltz. One that still holds film festivals and hosts speakers, but can no longer lead students on walks in the woods. And then the addition here from Lenore Scanese is maybe they can take virtual reality walks in a padded room, provided there's cell service.
You know, when you're in a movie, aren't you supposed to turn your cell phone off?
Yeah, and people been slaughtered in a movie theater.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
that happened.
Right.
So you want to talk about danger? Anyway, there you go. That's the most ridiculous story I've seen from a college campus in quite a while. If you've got one, you're welcome to share. Maybe you're on a college campus. You tend to hear about them the most, because, you know, we only see the stuff that hits the news headlines. Every now and then, Vincent, who's one of our sometime co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, who goes to the local college, he reports on some of this, you know, overprotective crap that's going on. I saw a video from a friend of mine who does a lot of traveling in the Bitcoin sphere recently, and she was at some kind of an event. It looked like a party, and it said safe space there. And the thing is, I don't know if people are doing that ironically, or if they're actually, like, trying to embrace this idea of the safe space, because I don't know who's throwing the parties. So looking at it, it's like, is that a joke, or are these people really into the whole safe space?
My guess would be that it wouldn't be a joke.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're right about
that. College kids don't seem to do that anymore.
I don't think it was college kids.
I'm pretty sure jokes are racist.
Yeah, sure.
It's transphobic.
All right. They're not inclusive.
Right.
No doubt about it. There's always a victim to it.
There's always a victim. Right. Like, at this point in time, either word jokes, which have no victim, other than sort of everybody, you know, everybody goes, oh, your word joke, or every other joke has a victim, so just no jokes.
All right.
Your meritocracy is oppressing me, man.
We got more coming up. You can join us here, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free to join us here. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, we'll, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. And we were talking about the ridiculous overprotection of college students. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. And it's not just, of course, extending to college students, but also high school and younger. The overprotective mommy helicopter society is just... it's gotten even worse than it had when we first talked about helicopter parenting. Must have been 15 years ago on Free Talk Live. I remember it back when we were like a local talk show in Sarasota, Florida. And now it seems like this mentality is even more pervasive than it was back then. I think it's really sad. So, of course, you're welcome to comment on that. In other news, Johnson, you wanted to talk about the future.
Sure.
The future of income. Tell me about it. What's going on?
So I've seen a couple of articles talking about this whole idea of universal basic income, which is, you know, an idea that it's kind of... It's apparently some people who claim to be libertarian are on board with it. I don't know if that can possibly jive at all because it requires taxation.
Well, does it? I mean, the typical methods do, but we actually had Greg in New York call this show, and he said there's some kind of a crypto solution to this where cryptocurrency could just inflate and print itself into people's hands. Now, of course, in my opinion, that wouldn't be worth crap in the marketplace.
Right, it would be worthless.
But that's what he's trying to put together.
Right, yeah.
So in theory, it could be tried, but it will probably fail miserably if it has to compete with other...
Well, we'll see.
Voluntary socialism is a... it's a Marxist fever dream. You know, if you want... Believe me, the socialists of the 19th century understood... they understood the implicit need for violence to get what they wanted. They felt that violence was being used against them. They were right. They just didn't have it nailed down exactly how.
Yeah.
And they felt like the only way to get that, to get it to stop. They don't want it to stop.
The violence.
Right. They just want it turned around and, you know, facing against somebody else.
These rich, powerful
people suck. We need new rich, powerful people. That's all they've said. Right. Our rich, powerful people will be better than their rich, powerful people is all they ever said. And, you know, there's some societies that are more egalitarian than others. But, you know, so like, let me ask you. If the lowest quintile in America is richer than it was 30, 50, 100 years ago, is that good or is it bad? If in order to get there, the richer got richer, but the lowest quintile got richer too, but at a slower pace, is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
Or is it important that the rich only rise at the rate that the poor do? And if so, you're not talking about pulling people out of poverty. You're talking about ending envy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So I just find this to be an interesting topic all around anyway, just to see where it's moving. Because, again, it seems like it's just another angle towards, you know, some sort of a communism or a socialism sort of. It's just.
Well, yeah, it comes from the idea.
Angle.
You remember the, oh, God, what was the movie called Zeitgeist.
Right.
A movie called Zeitgeist. Yeah, where
Loose Change.
No, different. Those are two different movies. But Zeitgeist, there was a series of them.
But they're the same people that wasn't...
I'm not aware of that. It could be. But Zeitgeist kind of spawned this cult following that because it repackaged some old pitch from the 1970s, apparently. And the idea was that there would be these cities where it would all be computer-controlled, and essentially it's Marxism with robots was how Stefan Molyneux defined it, and it was very accurate.
Yeah, very clever statement.
But ultimately, the idea of these people is that, oh, the machines are going to rise up, they're going to take all the jobs, and what are we going to do? Well, we should be able to live on all these machines and not have to do any kind of work. And so, therefore, we're going to need a bunch of money to come into us for free because we're not going to be working. So let's just have the government pay us.
Well,
seems to be where they're coming from with that.
I don't think that that's...
they don't understand economics.
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly right. I mean, yes, once everything's automated, then it will be extraordinarily inexpensive to give poor people a bunch of things. So
that's true.
There are places in the world where potable water's the problem. Here in the United States, where we are wealthy, potable water isn't the problem, so much so that you can go to a public park and drink potable water out of a stone fountain, right?
Well, here in some places there are shortages of water because maybe the government is inefficient and can't deliver water effectively, or it's just really dry in certain spots.
But even in those places where there's shortages of water, the water fountains in the city parks or in the malls or in the whole bunches of places, the public schools, wherever there's water fountains, the airports and all the other places where water fountains are still delivering water.
Yeah, probably.
So, and it's free. You can go in there. You can walk into an airport where you do not buy a plane ticket. You can bring a bottle of water. You can fill up that bottle of water at that airport, and you can walk out.
Yeah. Sure.
And never having paid a penny. And that
well,
is
your
a,
tax dollars are paying for that.
Right.
But yeah.
Think about, you know, the 200,000 years that man has been on the planet, you know, modern man has existed. How much of that time has clean, pure, potable water been available for free?
Not long.
Now, you could go to streams, but somebody was very likely pooping up that stream.
Yeah.
You have no clue whether that water was potable. You have a really good, strong belief that the water that's coming out of the fountain is potable.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, it's a scandal.
For sure.
Free water.
Look at Flint.
Free water that isn't potable is a scandal in America.
Yep.
But it's free. And I believe that we're on the cusp of free food, too.
I see what you're saying. You're saying as
now, the problem is that food will not be to the standards of other people. Like, we already have free food. Like, you remember the 5-pound blocks of cheese? We got EBT cards. We got all kinds of things now. You have to sign up for it.
There's a food bank down here where you can, if you're poor, you can just walk in and walk out with a bag full of expired food.
Almost every town in America has some kind of food bank, and chances are good that they've got...
Actually, I don't even think they take expired food. I think they reject the expired food, so that's how good we have it, right? Like, the fact that they can reject the expired food, which most of it's probably still edible. If you're talking about canned food, you can eat it. It's just not going to taste as good, you know, within once it's outside of that period.
Well, you know, I had pigs for a long time.
Yeah.
I had up to 50 pigs at my house at one point. I was getting from a local food shelf, is what they called it. It was a food bank. From a local food bank, I was getting all of their bread and
donuts.
There were some donuts. That's a different story. I was getting donuts from a different place. That was from the bakery. That's just like, well,
still,
we can't sell these
what
anymore.
Was exciting to me was the donuts.
Yes, you enjoyed getting the free donuts,
free donuts
that I didn't give to the pigs. you managed to scavenge the donuts
free
from
expired
the pigs.
Donuts.
You've stolen from the mouths of poor defenseless swine their little treats. Now there are plenty of donuts. Nonetheless, what I'm trying to say is that basically what I got from these food banks were artesian bread.
Fancy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted the sliced Wonder, and the, you know, the white wheat and all that other, you know, honey wheat and all that sort of thing. That's what the poor people wanted. Those went, but the artesian breads didn't. Many times there were pastries and croissants that came from a local bakery that went through there, and they didn't get rid of all those. And I also got lots and lots and lots and lots of vegetables that went through there. So from what I could tell, they didn't have, the poor people didn't want artesian breads and vegetables. But the candy bars were always gone.
Is it artesian or artisan?
You pick.
I think the other one works.
Artisan?
Artisan?
No, I think either
artesian?
One. Either
artesian
either
might
one.
Be the well.
Yeah, artesian
yeah,
would be.
I think, I hear it pronounced artisan on the commercials.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, toll-free number here. In fact, we've got one of those coming up. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about artisan-arranged flowers.
I don't know if I'm going
to be able
to
fix that. From the
side
of a volcano. More on the way here. It's Free Talk Live for Mother's Day. We'll give you that coming up. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. We're talking about this universal basic income idea, which is unfortunately something we're going to have to continue to battle with over time. It's such an obvious, I mean, to anybody that understands economics and how unintended consequences always come with using force on others, which of course is what backs programs like universal basic income, they have pretty serious unintended consequences. We can get into that coming up here. In fact, we haven't even started Johnson's story, so we're not even sure why we're talking about it yet, but we always have opinions to share. Of course,
it's not like we've never heard of this before.
Yeah. You're welcome to share your opinions with us. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. So show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com. As we continue here, Johnson, now where was this story from that you were going to be sharing with us?
Fast Company.
Okay.
And this is sort of a new take on this idea, which is why I found it interesting. So the idea here is universal basic assets could be the foundation to build an equitable society. And the pitch here is we can generate much more income for society if we hold assets like natural resources, carbon tax payments, or a sovereign wealth fund in common and use it to fund programs like a universal basic income. And this article, yeah, again, comes from Fast Company by Ben Schiller. And
sounds like some kind of pie-in-the-sky nonsense, but yeah, let's hear it.
Yep, could be pie-in-the-sky, could be interesting. I mean, either way, I think it's going to be, you know, interesting. I just wonder what level of aggressive force is going to be either right on display in this or maybe mitigated out from the just general idea of universal basic income. So it goes on to say, work isn't the universal provider it used to be. It pays some people decent wages and benefits, but these days it leaves a lot of people short of what they need to earn.
For sure.
Need to earn. So work has always had people who are in the bottom quintile, and, you know, some people earned more than others.
Well, it says, for example, only 15% of retail workers nationwide make a living wage, according to Just Capital, a corporate responsibility research firm.
15%, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Many new jobs are either temporary or offered on a contract basis, mm-hmm. not full-time, meaning they don't provide the middle-class security that traditionally came with a job. And that's before we address the looming threat of automation. Once robots and artificial intelligence can move boxes around warehouses, drive trucks down highways, and answer calls in call centers, traditional employment may be a minority sport, something involving only a slice of the population. We'll reach a
fear.
yeah. We'll reach a situation where some people can work for a living while everyone else is struggling on gigs and handouts.
Yeah, it certainly looks like that, but a healthy economy should evolve into something where, you know, a large enough percentage of the population is making, you know, a living wage. Look, I don't know what a living wage is to these people. What I'm saying is that there were times in my life when I needed to share a domicile with somebody else in order to make ends meet. Now, I mean, I don't know, in America, is it the right of everyone to have a little studio apartment and have, you know, and not have to share a bathroom and a kitchen sink with people? I don't know what these people think. But you know, there are families out there, and I'm talking about families with kids that sometimes have a renter that lives in one of the bedrooms, and they need that extra income, and that's just the way that is. I don't have, you know, any I don't know what living wage means to these people. I'm talking about what I believe to be sort of a real living wage. And, I mean, yeah, things get harder. Things are hard. I'm not sure that they're getting harder. They need to see some evidence. The best evidence that these people always trot out is the disparity between rich and poor is growing. That's not evidence that people in
that
the bottom
mean things are getting harder, but what you can look at to show that things are getting harder is the quality of life, the cost of living.
Sure.
You know, those things tend to, the quality of life goes down, the cost of living goes up over time as the government inflates the money supply. And of course, that's going to happen even
that's
worse
related.
With universal basic income.
Yeah, that's highly related is when you're talking about the government, you know, in increasing the money supply. But one thing I wonder about is what kind of choices are poor people making with their money.
Generally bad choices.
Yeah. Have you noticed how some people seem to do much, much better in the gig economy than others do?
Yeah, because some of them are more entrepreneurial.
Right, being just more entrepreneurial or even just working longer hours,
right.
Doing what they need to be doing to make money rather than just occasionally, you know, picking it up and doing it part-time.
It's the difference between, as we've talked about recently, with the Uber drivers, those who would sue Uber to demand that they be considered employees rather than contractors because they want to have full employment benefits. They want to know what hours they're working. They want to get paid for all the time when they're just sitting around. These are the types of people who are not the entrepreneurial type. Whereas the others, they don't have time to sue. They're out working. You know, they're interested in providing good service to their customers so they keep coming back for more.
So it goes on here. There are lots of emerging ideas to address this. We could have, for example, portable benefit schemes where workers collect fractions of benefits between gigs, thus making up whole benefits. We could expand the earned income tax credit, a popular scheme supported by the left and right, so it reaches more people.
Yep.
More popularly, we could have a universal basic income, like the one advocated by Andrew Yang, New York entrepreneur turned candidate for president.
I believe that Norway is canceling its universal basic income.
Oh, sure are.
Oh, whatever it is, Finland, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw that headline, too. That might be worth pulling up to see what their rationale or what their reason was. It was a limited experiment, I think, like in one canton or something like that. It wasn't rolled out across the whole country.
Mm.
Well, I'm curious to know, who is this Yang, Andrew Yang? He's got a popular proposal.
Well, it goes on to say a little bit more about Yang. He says, the problem with universal basic income, though, it's obvious. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yang's version, which calls for everyone to get $1,000 a month, would cost $2 trillion a year. This is at a time when, as a nation, we're already $21 trillion in debt, and many of us aren't keen to pay more taxes.
Yeah, $2 trillion per year is a phenomenal amount of money, and that's $1,000 a month. You know, once you start giving somebody $1,000 a month for free, the first thing they're going to say is, this is not enough money to live on.
Yeah, yeah. And Yang wants to institute additional taxes, like a national VAT tax.
Wow. Sure.
You know, like a sales tax, but, you know, national sales tax, because it's, you know, probably one of those flat tax advocates for, you know, simple, whatever the simple tax. What was the tax thing that we talked about
fair,
for a while?
The so-called fair tax. Fair tax.
Right. There's the fair tax, the flat tax, and the, and of course,
the fair tax is a tax at retail. Right, a federal tax
whereas
of like
VAT,
30%.
Whereas a VAT comes every step of the way through before the sale. And a fair tax is essentially, a flat tax is
an income tax. With
basically the income
flat
tax
rate
as it exists, but only more or less the 1040 EZ form.
Without the modifiers and confusion.
So you can't write off all the different things you can write off. It's just everybody's taxes are done this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it also doesn't make sense that we don't have, you know, the government has all the information already. They could essentially just do the taxes and you could check their work versus.
But no, the reason they do that is they want you tattling on yourself. Okay, so a lot of people are getting their, you know, W-4s and W-2s.
Well, I would go with the reason why they're doing it is because there are these huge tax organizations that have, they're paying millions to lobbyists to say.
Like H&R Block.
Yeah, to say, you know, hey, you need to continue this these programs or whatever. You can't make taxation simple.
This is our business.
Yeah, we're making money off of it.
That probably is true. Certainly that's the lobbying aspect. But think about this for a second. The IRS is people are constantly reporting income to the IRS that they didn't know was out there. So this is all found money to them. When the IRS is talking about, for instance, small business people and what percentage are they of the population, small business people are basically reporting their own income. There's no 1080 or whatever the hell these things. I don't know what they all are. I'm sorry. 1040?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever these forms. There's no form for how much a small business person made per year. They're, you know, quarterly having to tell the government how much they made. In many cases, they underreport. But it's still found money for the IRS.
All right, we got more coming up here about the universal basic income concept and what's going on
universal
there.
Basic assets.
Assets, which is some sort of modification. We'll tell you about it coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.